Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, I thought long and hard about using this story. The last thing I want is to fight the culture wars. But I gotta tell you, I see way too many thought leaders use stories in a way that no longer works. So I just had to use this as an example of what we need to do now to make our stories do what we really need them to do. Okay, rant over. Let's drill down on how to use our stories in places where, well, folks may not be as receptive. There are two things we all got to have to be effective here. First up, a non-threatening message. This is not the place to come in loaded for bear. You will be ignored, and that's on a good day. Instead, focus on the universal themes. In the article's example, the, hey, we're just like you message can humanize much better than, pay attention to our plight right now. See the difference? Second, and a lot of people miss this, find your beachhead. This is not the place to just show up all by yourself saying, howdy, we're here to change everything. Let's get this party started. Again, this will not end well. Instead, find a friendly place and set up a partnership, which, by the way, will be easier given your non-threatening message. To use the example from the article, this group could go to a church or some other nonprofit organizations with ties to the community. A joint project here can leverage advocates already on the ground. It's built-in credibility. Telling our stories where they are not as accepted is a bold move, but it doesn't have to be a suicide mission. We can do things to pave the way for expanded understanding. As I have said many times before, let's be strategic. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.